Okay, just before we begin the Brice of Maisa Kedera, I just wanted to mention something I heard from Rebbe, which is, in other words, if our Svara is correct, that there's the concept of the Shem Ochel, and that's why you make a mizonos on the Chameshes Haminim in a Taroves, even though they're the Miut. So one, you could ask one logical question. Why is it, and it's pretty open in Simen Reish Ches, and the Rishonim, why is it that you need a Kezayis V'chdei Achilos Pras in order to be Mechayev you in an Ala Mechia? Because since the Shem Ochel, for the Shem Ochel, you don't need a Kezayis V'chdei Achilos Pras, logically. And in fact, you make a Borei Minei Mizonos, even if it's not a Kezayis V'chdei Achilos Pras. Yes? Oh, okay. All right. Okay, so everyone has that's the kasha. Okay. Right? I'm just saying, let me show you, okay, once before you give the impossibility. In other words, so if it's an idea of a Shem Ochel, that defines, that gives it the identity of the Ochel through that quality, so that means that defines the entity. Oh, so as long as the entity is a Kezayis, you should say that you're chayiv in an ala michya. I want to ask the kasha fully here, logically, before you give an answer. And there is, you do have a kezayis of the thing in front of you, of the taroves, the entity. So then why don't you make an ala michya if you ate a kezayis and the substance is defined by the mizonos, the shem ochel? Okay. Now we can take possibilities. The answer is, you know, what you're saying is correct, but...
Wait, Rabbit?
Yes. In other words, ala michya is a birkas me'ein shalosh. It's really it's a form of a birkas hamazon. It's patterned after birkas hamazon. It's me'ein shalosh. So in birkas hamazon, which is the model, there the halacha is, let's take the daraisa, that's the simplest, there's the sviya has to come from the chefza shalechem. It's the shame lechem, pas, that's machayev. So therefore, when they structured the main shalosh, it's the same thing. The Shem Ochel is nice, that defines the entity, but the answer is, you need to have either Sviya, or of course, Midrabanan is also the idea of Kezayis Pas. It has to be related to the Cheftza Shal Pas, the Cheftza Shal Shalechem, the Cheftza Shal Mizonos in this case. So that's why the Shem Ochel won't suffice. So that's exactly why there's a difference between the Bracha Rishona and the Bracha Achrona. The Bracha Rishona is simply formulated on the entity in front of you. But the Machayev in the Bracha Achrona of Berchas HaMazon is the Shem Lechem itself. So therefore, the main Shalosh follows that model. And that's why you need it. Kezayis Bechtei Achilas Pras, so that the Cheftashel Mazon of Soyed, Zon, That has to be, that's what the bracha, that's being b'chayiv of the bracha achrona. The Rebbe was showing you why it is that way. Because
right.
It's a birkas me'ein shalosh. That's the way the Torah formulated birkas hamazon. Yeah, by the way, I will mention, I do think it's a very good idea, if you can, it's not bad to consult the Netziv's Merome Sada on these sugyas. His questions are very good, and his Mara Makomos are very good. And also I noticed the Imrei Noam, the Gra, Maseches Brachas. Also, it's worthwhile if you can when you, you know, to look at them. That's how I, you know, it was through the Nitziv that I knew about the Gra. And the Nitziv was also very helpful with the Tosfos. It's good insights. Okay. All right. Gemara, okay, now the Gemara in Lamed Zion. Okay, so we ended off last week the Shita of Rav and Shmuel. And according to their Shita, you don't make a mezonos on Oris V'dochan. So the Gemara has Sakasha, Vahatanya, Hevil the fun of Pas Oris, Upas Dochan, right off Lamed Zion, Mevorech Alav Tchila V'sof, Kemaisa Kedera. So the Brisa says, right, if you have Pas Oris or Pas Dochan, you make a the bracha tchila v'sof just like ma'isa kedera v'gabi ma'isa kedera tanya b'tchila mevarach alav bar minim mezonos l'v'sof mevarach alav bracha achas main shalosh. And then there's another price that openly says that what brachas do you make on ma'isa kedera bar minim mezonos and an alamichya, and ma'isa kedera of course means the chamesh taminim. So the Gemara answers k'ma'isa kedera v'lo k'ma'isa kedera. No, the Brisa meant it's like Ma'isa Kedera, but not like Ma'isa Kedera. Kim Ma'isa Kedera should mevarch alav tchila v'sof. V'lo kim Ma'isa Kedera, deal of Ma'isa Kedera, b'tchila mevarch bar b'nei mezonos, l'psof bracha achas mein gimel. But it's not like Ma'isa Kedera in the sense that by Ma'isa Kedera you make a bar b'nei mezonos and alamechia. V'ilu hacha, b'tchila mevarch alav shak alia b'tvaro, l'psof bar nefashas rovas v'chas ronan, l'kal mashavarach. It's like Ma'isa Kedera, but not like, it's not like Ma'isa Kedera, that you don't really make exactly the same brachas. So, this Gemara, of course, goes without saying, sounds a very daichik answer. A very, very forced answer. It's very, very difficult that the Gemara gives such an answer like this. That you should really twist it out of shape. You know, what does it mean? It's like a Ma'isa Kedera. That's of course the problem. Now, yeah. So there's a very interesting gra in Siman Reish Ches. Sif Zion, which says Hakoses is Haorez Mevorach Alav Bari Apri Adama VaAchrav Bari Nefashas. That if you eat the rice, you make a bar pri adama. This is talking about not cooked. Right. A koses. And then you make a bar nefashos afterwards. So the gra, va'achra bar nefashos, says like this. A few words into his parish. We'll leave out the tosis. He says, va'ayin rashi sham divrei amaschil v'lo klom. That's later in our Gemara. So the Gemara says that you make a bracha rishona, but then it says afterwards velo klom. V'kein kasav shar pirushim v'simin reish zayin. Okay, meaning that when the Gemara says velo klom, it means velo klom means that you don't make a alamechia, but you make a bari nefashas. That's what he's referring to in Reish Zayin. All right. So then he continues. V'lashon arif arash perik vav de brachas simin ches v'kaimelon de becholib sof v'lo klum bari nefashas rabos. That we established that wherever it says libsof v'lo klum, that at the end you don't make anything. It really means you make a bari nefashos rabos. Ulecharena muvan lefarish v'lo klum al bari nefashos umenalahuza. So the Gra points out very well that that's a very difficult idea. The Gemara says v'lo klum, you don't make anything, and then you make a claim that means bari nefashos. It's very difficult. Where did they get this idea from? V'nira d'achi perusho. So now the Gra answers this question. Damrina b'sof perek vav mem dalad amid beis amar of Yitzchak bar Avdimi mishum rabbeinu al habeya v'chulei v'kufra ulipsof bari nefashos rabos aval sharei dvarim lo. So at the top of the daf there on mem dalad amid beis, Reb Yitzchak quotes the halacha that only on egg and meat they used to make a bari nefashos after eating them. But any other foods, lo. Vamaroi basroi osifu yirako sumaya. Then the later Amarayim added, that's a machlokas, one mandama said only yirakos, not mayim, and then finally, I think it was Rav Papa said, even mayim. Ravashi Omar, Ana, Vachule, Avidna, Kachulo. Then Ravashi came along and said that our psak is like all the Amarayim. Uposku atosus, Vachalaposkim, Kravashi, the Basro. Right? That he was the end, the last. I should say the last, but he's after all the others, and that's a rule in psak, whatever. And therefore we follow the sheet of Ravashi, that you make a bar nefashos even after water. Levarech bar nefashos basu yarko maya vishar dvarim vayin shem tosus diri amaschel avidna v'chein anu noagin u'minag rishon amuloya levarech el albeya v'kufra levad. But the minag of the earlier, there's the Tanoim and the early Amoroyim, was only to make a bar nefashos on eggs and meat. V'tavatam shidaiku losha nefashos mine nefashos. Kimo shekasev Yerushalmi, the brachas perek vav. Rebbe kashaya ochel basar ubeitza mevarach asher bar nefashos. In other words, they learned, the Yerushalmi learned, and the early Amorayim and Tanayim learned, that when the bracha says bari nefashos, they didn't explain it the way we do. It's like, for instance, if you look at the Tosfos on our daf, Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, take a look. I mean, maybe we'll go into the ideas later, but let's just get the pshat. So Tosfos, on the first Tosfos on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, Tosfos says bari nefashos rabos v'chesronam. So he says, what is that referring to? Kamo lechem amayim she efshar belohem. Okay, so he's learning borei nefashos. Nefashos means really people. He created human beings. V'chesronam, and their primary needs, like bread and water. V'alkol ma shebara lahachios pehem v'neshkol chai, klomar alkol ma sheba olam, shigamim lo borom, yecholim ha'olam lahachios. And then when the bracha continues, al kol ma shebara, lahachayos behem nefesh kol chai, again, of course, nefesh means man, and al kol ma shebara means besides God creating the chesronam, the basic needs, he also created foods that the world could have existed without them. Shelo barim kim letainig ba'alma, kimo tapuchim uchiyos behem. So God created two kinds of things, the essential needs, like the staple, like bread and water, without which you couldn't exist, but he also created many other foods that people could enjoy eating. Okay? But the Yerushalmi doesn't learn that way. The Yerushalmi learns that borei nefashos rabos means it's going on behemos, on living things, that God created nefashos rabos v'chesronam, and their needs, meaning God made it such that animals could exist and therefore man could be nehneh from them. Okay, alright, that's what he means, mine nefashos, right? V'lachem b'braisa da'oriz v'dochan. Oh, by the way, one second. And what does it mean, al-kol masha bara, according to the Yerushalmi? What does that mean? What does that mean? Yeah, the Gra explains it in his Imre Noam. He says, Rotsalomar Alkoma Shabara, Rotsalomar Chutzmi Mashabara Lachayos Kolchai, Hainu Bishfil Ha'adam, Chutzmi Elu Bara Hanafashos Vechesrona. Right, that's what it means. It means Bara Hanafashos. The bracha is really essentially going on the existence of animals, that man can be Nene. So it's Bara Hanafashos Rabos Vechesronon. Al kol ma shebara lachayos bem nefesh kol chai. Okay? Meaning, you know, it's besides what he created for the purpose of man, he also created these living things. In other words, besides all the other things available to man, okay, that he could exist, he also created animals, living things. Okay? Again, I'm not going into the, you know, maybe we'll talk about what the ideas there are, what the machlokas is, whatever. But that's how we learn. Anyway, that's how we learn the pshat. Okay, that's the Yerushalmi clearly, and that's the he's saying that's the shita of the early Amorayim and the Rishonim, Tanoim. V'lachein, now let's play it over here. V'lachein bebrayse the oriz v'dochan. Tani velo klum. That's why the Braisa said velo klum. Later in our Gemara on Lamed Zayin, when it says velo klum, to be'emes lo yim of Arkanach apasaras v'dochan klal kimin hagam. Okay, it means literally. Ach l'didan dinehiginan dinehaginan kiravashi kol itzof lo kum the Braisa l'didan barei nefashos rabas. V'zeh shekasa v'kaimalon v'kaimalo kol v'sof v'chule bari nefashos rabos. Says that's the real pshat in the Rosh and the Rif. And I guess he's learning probably Rashi too. That when they say v'lo klum l'didon kaimalon bari nefashos, it doesn't mean that the Gemara was twisting the words out of shape. No. Wherever the Gemara says velo klum, that means they really didn't say barei nefashos. It means literal, velo klum, they made no bracha. But for us, we have, the halacha is, wherever the Gemara says velo klum, we do say a barei nefashos. Because we hold like Ravashi. Genius pshat. Genius. Puts all the Gemaras together, historically, in line with the halacha, with the concept. Beautiful. Okay?
The question bothered me for years, actually. I
read that little poem, why did that mean going to Hajj? There you go. See, Gro is bothered, he worked it all out. Perfectly.
How do you find this, Gro, by the way? Or did you just know it?
No, I didn't. I told you, from the Nitziv, the Merome Sada. I like to say I know all the grows of Shulchan Aruch, but I can't say it. But of course, we can't stop there. Because that's not our style of learning. Now we have a question. Now, I would say that based on this pshat of the Gra, I think we can have an approach to our Braisa. In other words, the Gra wasn't addressing our Braisa directly. Where the Braisa says, Kimaisa Gedera. But now I think we can have an approach based on this Gra. And not only have an approach that will show that the Gemara was not twisting it out of shape, but also a nice svara. An important idea. So, in order to get something from this Gra, you have to ask Akasha first on the Gra, on his pshat, which seems very, seems like he really put it all together perfectly. The Kasha is going to be, what will the Gra say about our Braisa? Because our Braisa is a Braisa. So that's clearly a Rishonim. That's Tanoim. And yet, they have a Borei Nefashos for Orez V'Dochan. So why, first of all, why wasn't that mentioned in the Gemara Mem Dalet Amud Beis? And like you just said, David, I mean, if it's going to be like Rav Ashi, then it doesn't make sense to call it Kemaisa Kedera, because then it's going to be everything. So where does this Braisa, that Orez V'Dochan, that it gets a Borei Nefashos, fit into this whole scheme? After all, it's not Nefashos, like the Yerushalmi means. Orez V'Dochan are not, animals. They're not living things like that. So where does this fit in, this Braisa? And the Gra didn't seem bothered by it at all. Right? That's the question. Yeah, why the Gra brought in Rashi Velo Klum? By the way, I'm not so sure, and that's why I hesitated. I don't know if you heard it in my voice, but I mean, definitely that's the pshat in the Russian and the Rif, when they say every place that says Velo Klum, Ladidon is Bari Nefashos. But Rashi, I'm not so sure. If you look at Rashi, but Rashi's difficult. In any case, Rashi's going to be difficult. If you believe Rashi fits into the Gra's answer, then that's good. If you don't, Rashi's going to remain the difficulty of the Gra in his initial kasha. Because Rashi says, V'lo klom klomar, ein ton mibirchos peros eretz Yisrael, V'lo klom, ela borei nefashos rabos, kechol midi delese mishivis aminim. I'm not so sure that Rashi means exactly what the Gra is saying, the Rush and the Rift mean. I think that's why he's pointing it out. He's showing you the difficulty. I'm not so sure.
Possibly arguing with Rashi.
It's possible. It's also bothered me later in Mem Dalet Amud Beis. I'm just mentioning this Aga Vorcha, that when you have the Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi Mishum Rabbeinu, Al Abay Aval Mini Kufr Betchila Varach Shahakol Vlopsof Bari Nefashos Aval Yeraka Lo. So Rashi says Aval Yeraka Lo Sarech Levruche Acharel, but Yerakos you don't have to make a bracha after them. See, Rashi doesn't say Aval Yeraka. Why didn't Rashi say Aval Yeraka Lo the Einam Minei Nefashos? It's like, what did he add there? Aval Yeraka Lo. Well, of course we know Aval Yeraka Lo means what? You mean he had a Havamina what? You might think you don't have to make a bracha Rishona too? Difficult Rashi. I'm not so sure Rashi is in line with the Gra's approach. But be it, be as may. I mean, what's the difference? I mean, he gave a good shot, and certainly in the Rush and the Riff. But the question is, I'm more interested in what the Gra's approach and thinking. What does he do with our Braisa now? You with me?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
That's what's bothering. That's why I just want to keep it simple right now. I'm not sure what Rashi holds. See, I think this is the idea that Rav and Shmuel, so they rejected the idea based on their conception of Shem Ochel, so they rejected the idea that anything should get a Mizonos or a Alamichya unless it's... I mean, actually, that's not what they reject, that's what they hold. Because they held that the only thing that should get Mizonos is the Chamesh Samina, to the exclusion of anything else. But they have to deal with this Braisa. And the Braisa says that Pas Dochen and Pas Orez is Kamaisa Kedera. So I think what Shmuel, Rav and Shmuel held is like this. that there's two possible machayvim in a bari nefashos. Meaning, there are certain foods that by definition, they require a bari nefashos. And let's say in their time, that was beya v'kufra. Right? Meat and eggs. But they held that there's another concept. And that is that they held that an achila chashuva requires a bracha tchila v'saf. That's a certain kind of a tzura that's demanded by an achila chashuva. And since Orez V'Dochan are staple substitutes, because they're Sa'id, and therefore you see that they can substitute for the Chameshas Aminim, and in fact, I forgot who says it, maybe it was the Netziv, he says definitely in countries that the Chameshas Aminim are not available, then the Orez V'Dochan becomes an important element of the diet, right? And this is an idea we've said already. I think David actually said this on a certain svar he was saying. So therefore, they held that when the Braisa said Kemaisa Kedera, they meant just like Maisa Kedera has the tzura of a bracha lefaneo lachareha, the Braisa was signaling that Orez V'Dochan should also. It's a different kind of machayev. The reason why you make the Bari Nefashos is for a different reason. And therefore, that's why they held, they said, no, it's Kemaisa Kedera velo Kemaisa Kedera. It's Kemaisa Kedera that it demands the tzura of bracha tchil of itself. Because it's an achila chashuva like Maisa Kedera. It has that, it does have that character. The only thing is, however, the Shem Ochel is that doesn't warrant Mizonos and Alamechya. That is Shahakol. And now the question is, what's going to be the bracha achrona? The answer is Bar Nefashos Rabos, V'chasaron Al Kamash Mura. That's how Rav and Shmuel learned the Braisa. It's a different kind of machayev of Bari Nefashos. It's because it demands a bracha tchila v'sof because of the a certain character it has. As soyed, as a substitute for a staple, it's an achila chashuva. And therefore it warrants a matir and a birkas hodah at the end. That's what it requires. Yeah, that was the idea. In the world of Rav and Shmuel, the way they understood the Tanayim, so you had Bari Nefashos, you had two kinds of Bari Nefashos. There was one significance of Bari Nefashos that was instituted for whatever reasons, because we haven't analyzed that yet, but it was instituted for Mine Nefashos, Behemos, right? Like those things. Like Beya V'Kufra. And then, but Bari Nefashos also could have another signification where it's not limited to that. But the Tanayim only demanded that one as a halacha in Tchila V'Sof on an Achila Chashuva, in that structure. So even though it's true the words Bari Nefashos could also logically could mean Yerakos, it could mean Peros and other foods, but they were Machayev. There's only two Machayev in the held for Bari Nefashos. Either Beitza V'Kufra, or as a Sof for things that are like Maisa Kedera. Now if the Chachamim felt that since this is an Achila Chashuva, but it doesn't have the Shem Ochel to qualify for Mizonos, But nevertheless, it shouldn't lack. There should be some recognition of its chashivas and demand a certain kind of structure of shevach v'hodah. And that's tchila v'saf. But they didn't feel to go further.
Okay, yeah, that's good.
You know what I mean? They weren't mechayev for things that are what like Tosos calls tainig ba'alma. That, it seems, the way the girl learns. Oh, the Yerushalmi is only giving you example. They're not talking about the Oriz V'dolchen case. They're talking about which foods, in their primary sense, should get this bracha. For whatever reasons. I mean, we don't know what that concept is. Like, why is it important to give a special bracha achron and shevach for eggs and meat? For whatever reason. That was a separate question. That's a separate parasha. Which foods require a bracha achrona? Insofar as, do they require, per se, a bracha achrona? Whatever that question is. Not because they have a din that they have to mimic the pas, chamesh aminim, that has a bracha tchila v'sof. Tchila v'sof is a separate concept. It's a different concept. The Yerushalmi is not talking about that concept. Nor is our Gemara and Mem Dalet on the base talking about that concept. It'll come out according to Rav and Shmuel that when you make a Bari Nefashos after rice, it's a different Bari Nefashos than the one you make after apples. It has a double kiyum. It's a different idea. Okay, this is according to Rav and Shmuel. We don't pasuk like Rav and Shmuel. But Rav and Shmuel still have to explain that brisa. I just want to show you that it's not as twisted as it first sounds.
Right.
Guys, go through the Yerushalmi. They had a whole different world of brachas going on. They had brachas that we never heard of. You got to see those brachas over there. Here we go, the Yerushalmi. In which halacha is this on? Hold on a second. It's right on the first Mishnah, so it's halacha aleph. But somewhere like a few pages in. I can't give you a daf because there's different versions of Yerushalmi out there. So, you know, the way the pages are.
How far into the halacha?
In mine, it's, let's see, you got the Mishnah, then you got a one page of Gemara, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, about the 7th Amud. So about 2, 3, but they're short. They're short block. They're not big. The Amudim here. It's definitely like about 3/4, at least.
Okay.
Maybe more.
Okay.
But you have brachas. One guy made a bracha. Bori minei ma'adonim. Bori minei zironim. And then when you make it Bori Mine Madonim, then the bracha achrona is Bora Asher Bora Mine Madonim La'adad Behem Nefesh Kochai. Then the Gemara says no on egg, on meat, they say Bori Nefashos Rabos. And it got plenty of interesting things going on in the Yerushalmi. But anyhow. But that's it. Yerushalmi's not for us, so. Stick to the Bible. All right, so I guess we'll maybe we'll do this. Let's see.